and his glory is his own. Parted and his glory is his own. And his glory is exalted.
Give God a lick. We're glad that God has been so good to us. He's watched over us, blessed us to come together this morning and then to come again this evening to worship him and sing praises. And oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day we've had by the grace of God. And we have some strong song leaders here. Amen. And I can just sing along with them. Amen. Watch it. Be careful. This evening, for just a few minutes, give God a lick. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 10. Psalm 24, verses 1 through 10. Give God a lick. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and everything in it. Dwell in the hands of God. Whatever you have beneficial, it has been given you, or have you have been blessed to get it by the glorious grace of our Heavenly Father. On a Sunday evening, a gospel preacher, his wife and three young sons stopped at an ice cream parlor. And those two boys were so happy. Of course, the two grown folk were pretty happy too. As they traveled toward home, the preacher, the father, finished his cone. He finished his cone of ice cream before his young sons. They were still working on theirs. Two of them readily gave Dad a lick of their ice cream when he had finished his. He asked them, "Give me a lick. Son, give Daddy a lick of your ice cream." Now there were three boys. Two of them readily gave Dad a lick of their ice cream after he had finished his ice cream. The father who gave his sons the cones of ice cream, he only asked for a lick. Not for half of it. Just give me a lick. Yet one of his sons rebelled, giving his father a lick from his ice cream. He didn't wish to do that. The father who gave his sons the cone of ice cream only asked for Some of you, most you've been young. Those of you who are up in age, you've been young one time. You know what a lick of ice cream is. But he rejected. He didn't like the idea of giving his father any of his ice cream. Daddy, you had all yours. And I want to have all of mine. The father stopped the car, took the cone of ice cream from his selfish son, and ate the remainder of it. Not just the bite, which is what the father asked for. He disobeyed. He said, "No, Father, I can't do that." He wound up not having any more ice cream to lick. discern, learned a lesson that he never forgot. God owns the whole world. Our Father owns the whole world. God owns the air we breathe. To keep marching on. Because of his love, God shares his abundance with us. He shared with us his only begotten Son. 1 Timothy chapter 6, the verses are 6 and 7. So the question comes this evening, are you giving God a lick? Are you a faithful servant? If you are to continue, will you continue to hold to God's unchanging hand? Did you hear me ask a question? Are we giving God a lick of our time? Are you a faithful servant? And if you are, let me encourage you. Number one, continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. And number two, continue to be an example for others. If you're not giving God a lick, faithful servant in his kingdom, there's no better time to start. The proper way of saying that is you should start immediately. Start now. You still have life by the grace of God running through your blood veins. It is he who has brought you this far in life. You still have it. It is he who is blessing you to continue to live. Are you giving God a lick? Are you giving God faithful service? Then continue. And if not, don't start tomorrow. Start today. Tomorrow is too late. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, but godliness with contentment is what? It's not gain. It's great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we won't be able to take anything out of it. Amen. Are you having good food to eat? Are you having a raiment to put on your back? Do you have what you need to continue moving, moving onward in the pathway of God? We have been blessed immensely by our Heavenly Father. None of us are lacking. And when you look at some of us, you think we have overeaten. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Sharing is what Christianity is all about. God shared his Son. His Son shared his love with us. Even going and dying on the rugged cross. Don't let us not get all tied up for the love of money. I think I read somewhere where the Bible said, whatever material I was reading, the love of money, not money, But the love of money is what? It brings many sorrows. Many sorrows. Let us, by God's merciless grace, let us continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us continue to study His Word, that we might be able to know it, to do it, and to share His Word with others the way it's recorded in God's holy book, the Bible. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess and give an accounting one day to God at the time that's called judgment. So the question comes for each of us. How are you? How are you? How did you spend your time on planet Earth? What did you do on Sunday night? Yeah, you came on Sunday morning. What did you do on Sunday night? Did you came on Sunday night? You get that after a while. Let us hold to God. Continue, brother. Continue holding to God's unchanging hand. God watches over us. He never slumbers nor sleeps. Let us be committed. Let us be steadfast, because we are told in His golden book called the Bible, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. There will be no telling tales at the judgment. And give an accounting to our Heavenly Father regarding our time, our talent, and treasure on planet Earth. The day is going to come. We won't be able to fool God. We won't be able to out-talk God. Therefore, let us hold to His hand. Let us be who we pretend to be, if that's what we're doing. And you'll be so glad that you did. We often use the phrase, make your what? Make your calling and your election sure. Make your calling and election sure. By being a faithful, loyal, committed, dedicated servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we sing the song, hold to God's unchanging hand. Let me get back to this daddy asking the young boys, riding in the car with him, had his sons, his wife, and he stopped to the ice cream parlor. He bought everybody some ice cream. Three boys, his wife, and himself. And the way he ate his all before everybody, including his three boys. You've heard this story. He asked one of them for a lick, and he gave him a lick. He gave it to him to get a lick. His father got his lick. He asked the second son for a lick, and the son gave him a lick. That's all he wanted, was just a lick. The third son saw this activity. When the father got to him, he says, give me a lick. He said, Daddy, you had your lick, and you had
his leg and his leg, and now you want my leg? Just the leg, son, just the leg. He said, no, Dad, I don't want to give you a leg. Guess what happened? You may have heard this. The father stopped the car, parked, didn't even go on home, stopped the car, took the comb from the boy that was stingy, and threw it in the street. All because of his selfishness. How did you all have ice cream in the car anyhow? Were it not for your father? We sing the song, hold to his hand, hold to God's unchanging hand. Is it too much? Is it too much to come tonight, church, on Sunday, after coming to worship on Sunday morning? Is it too much for God to ask you of us to be faithful, loyal, committed, dedicated? He says, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. We have nothing to lose but everything to gain by being faithful servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find what you've been looking for. Rest. Isn't that wonderful? We thank God. We thank God for God's loving love. I don't know if that's a phrase for an English teacher. But God loves us. He created us. And he didn't stop allowing others to be born, because the ones that was already born was acting strange. He didn't stop. If he had, guess what? You wouldn't be here. And neither would I. We're glad that he kept allowing us to be born. Brothers and sisters, let us not just sing the song and be happy. Let us do the word, the words and the work that the song says. Hold to God's unchanging hand and never stop worshiping, serving him. Anybody home? Anybody home? Did you hear the lesson? Hold to God's unchanging hand. If, with capital letters, you have not served the Lord as you know, not guess, but as you know he would have you to serve him in every area of your life. He sent his son to let us know what he was looking for. His son lived on planet Earth as an example to us in many respects. Let us not fail the God that we serve. He has wonderfully allowed us to come to this point in our life. We remember Chimborazo Boulevard. We remember the other address. And now we're at this address. Brothers and sisters, we don't need a house full to start with. We are enough to finish this by the grace of God. He didn't bring us here. to let us fail him. Let us mean it when we say hold to God's. What? Unchanging hand. He loved us at Chimborazo. Is that what it is? That first congregation. He led us to the second one that he blessed us to build. He blessed us to start the building on this one and complete it far enough to use it. Let us not fail our Heavenly Father. We don't need a house full. All we need is us and God. Amen. And we can do it. We sing the song. And if the song leader doesn't mind singing it, you fight on. Keep going. Let us not stop. Let us continue marching doggedly on in the pathway of duty, holding to God's unchanging hand, loving one another, and working together in such a way that God will be well pleased. Preacher, you talk? Yes. I was here just, I don't remember what day it was last week, but I was here more than that day, but on this particular day that I'm going to tell you about and close. I don't know how many times I've walked around this building, but I spent maybe a half an hour just walking around in that part, looking at it, and thinking about what this church has accomplished through the years. Talking to Father, to our Heavenly Father. Why? How? By the grace of God, I've been blessed to know our Heavenly Father. And also by that same grace, I also know how this church have not failed in any endeavor for our God that I know of. And didn't have a whole crowd to do it. Even at Chimborazo Boulevard, I think we started with about 6 or 7. Maybe that was too many. And look what God did for us. A few years later, beautiful new edifice built from the ground. He blessed this congregation to move from that to there. And now, look what he's done over again. He has led us this far. And look at it. Ain't it pretty? Souls are being saved. Let us remember how gracious, how loving, and how blessed we are of having a loving Heavenly Father. Church, in closing, let us continue. And I believe we still are continuing. And it's just a matter of time to do that. And the time has come the time has come for us to move on, not just here, but for that. God has not failed us in all of the projects that we've started. Let us not do what? Let us not fail the Father. Souls! Souls! Is what the Father is concerned about. He sent His only begotten Son. He sent His only begotten Son. And He didn't have to do it. To die a painful death. That we might have the glorious privilege of being His adopted children. Now, I don't think it's by chance that the folk that's been added to the body of Christ at this congregation, not necessarily at this particular location, but at this congregation, Chimborazo over there, on that other street over yonder, and here, I believe it's by the grace of God, He brought in people that was determined to hold His unchanging hand. And by so doing, pleasing Him. That's what we want to do. Not for us, but to please our Heavenly Father. And He will bless us beyond measure when He calls us from this world. And on the day of resurrection, we want to hear Him say, and He'll be glad to say it, "Well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Yes! You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up here. Come on up here, y'all. I'll make you ruler over many. Is that what you want? That's what He wants. And I sure enough want it. You fight on. You fight on. You fight on. You fight on. Keep your hands where? In God's hand. And you fight on. Well, you fight on. If you're here, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, listen carefully. Jesus spent 33 years on planet Earth. He chose 12 men to carry His message. They went on back to glory at His appointed time. And they went about carrying His message. And His message is still being carried. The apostles, all of them preach the same gospel. They establish the same church. In your Bible, the Church of Christ. Not two different churches, but the Church of Christ. We sing the song, don't we? About holding. We don't do things based upon our feelings. We do things based upon what thus saith the Word of God. That's why He had His Son to come, live, and die. And that's why He has blessed us to have the Bible. So that we will know, because we can't guess, we will know the will of God. Let us, church, not be fearful, hesitant, and continuing to move forward in His kingdom. He brought us a long way without a crowd. Pardon my colloquialism, but He ain't stopping now. It's not by accident that we're here. It's by the marvelous grace of God. And His knowing the love that we have for Him. Let us continue, move forward, continue showing God, the people, that He has blessed, how much we appreciate Him and how much we love Him. We are workers together. We are helpers one of another. And if we build and just put up one brick at a time. And guess what? If you keep doing that, you'll build something. You'll build something if you keep adding one brick at a time. That's what we did here. That's what we did over yonder. And God blessed us to wind it up over there. Are you still here? Let us not fail the Father. He didn't bring us here for us to fail. He brought us here because of the zeal that He blessed us to have and to utilize in the past. And we still have that zeal. If you're here, you're not a member of the Church of Christ. That's so sad. So sad. Why? Because Jesus died for His church. He trained 12 apostles to teach. He gave us this book called the Bible to read, to study, and to know what to teach. Just like the apostles. Hear the gospel as it's written in God's book, the Bible. Believe that gospel with all of your heart. Repent of your sins, sorry about the things that I've done and the way that I've lived my life. I'm willing to give it to God. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized and added to the Church of Christ. And God adopts you as His child. If you're here, you've already done that, but you've been slothful, renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, to our Lord and Savior also. And hear Him say at the final roundup of human affairs, come ye blessed, you've inherited my kingdom. I'd like to have the songs that we're going to sing, if you don't mind, is You Fight On. You Fight On. May God bless you as we together stand and sing.
You fight on.
Oh, yeah.
You fight on. You fight on. You fight on. Keep your hand in God's hand. You fight on. Well, you fight on. If your brother treats you wrong, take it to your brother.
You come now.
And God.